Who supports you?
I get benefits.
On the lookout for a handout?
What kind of benefits?
Unemployment benefits.
Where were you working 5 months ago?
I was on medical leave 5 months ago. I was also receiving benefits.
The judge isn't feeling so generous.
You may be able to flim-flam your way through life, sir, going from one government subsidy to the next, but I guarantee you, that's not going to happen here.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jermaine Epps is suing his former landlords, Sideria and Willie Henderson, for the return of his security deposit and his property.
Order. All rise. This is case number 286 on the calendar in the matter of Epps versus Henderson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
How old are you, Mr. Epps?
29.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, I worked as a legal collector.
You work for collections agency, full-time or part-time?
No, I don't work anymore now.
What do you do?
I'm a student right now.
A student of what?
I'm trying to finish my bachelor's in business.
Who supports you?
I get benefits.
What kind of benefits?
From the state.
Speak up.
I get benefits from the state.
What kind of benefits do you get from the state?
Unemployment benefits.
Unemployment benefits. And how long have you been receiving unemployment benefits?
For about 3 or 4 months now.
Where were you working 5 months ago?
I was on medical leave 5 months ago.
Medical leave? For how long?
I was on medical leave for about 8 months.
And how were you supporting yourself when you were on medical leave?
I was also receiving benefits.
What kind of benefits?
Disability.
Hmm?
Temporary disability.
Did you apply for permanent disability, Mr. Epps?
No.
So you went from disability to unemployment insurance. Is that what you're telling
me? Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. That's an interesting lapse over for everybody who's listening. Okay. So prior to being on disability, mm-hmm. who were you working for? That would be 1 year ago.
Yeah.
That would be October of 2012. Who were you working for?
I was working for a law office out of Sacramento, California.
Law office?
Yeah.
Name of the firm?
The law offices of Nelson and Kennard.
And how long did you work for them?
Total, about a year and a half.
Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Were you injured on your job, or there was some other disability that you had?
There was another disability.
So you went right from the law office to another disability. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, when were you going to college? In what year?
Well, I was doing it part-time for the longest time, and it wasn't until I recently went on to the unemployment that I started taking it full-time.
What college did you?
Lincoln.
Is that a university that you go to physically?
Yes.
Or is it online?
Yes.
And how many credits are you taking at Lincoln?
About 12 now.
Not about. How many credits are you
12.
Taking at Lincoln? And how much do you get from unemployment insurance benefits?
Right now, it's $900 every 2 weeks, so it's $450 a week.
How much were you receiving on disability?
I was receiving, I believe it was $2,300.
$2,300 a what?
A month.
When did you move into the defendant's house?
Approximately, Your Honor.
Not approximately,
okay.
Month and year.
The May of 2012, or 2013, rather.
And where were you living prior to that?
I was living in Sacramento.
With whom?
By myself.
Did you have a house or an apartment?
I had a house.
How much rent were you paying?
I was paying $15.
$15 what?
$100 a month.
And you were paying $1,500 a month based upon $2,300 a month that you were receiving on disability?
That's when I was working, Your Honor.
No,
when
you were working. No. Listen to me. You moved into their house May 2013. I said, prior to that, where were you living? You were living in Sacramento, according to you. Prior to that, and this is in that eight-month period, you were on disability.
Mm-hmm.
You were on disability, according to you. Receiving $2,300 a month.
That's true.
So I'm going to try to have you focus on your history, sir, because this is what this case is about. You moved into the defendant's premises, you say, in May of 2013. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
And you left the defendant's premises in what month?
It would have been September.
September what?
Well, September the 5th, rather.
September what?
The 5th.
What day did you move in May?
That's a tricky question, Your Honor, because I signed the lease on the 11th.
On the 11th of May?
Of May.
Okay, so let's say you have May to June, June to July, July to August, 3.5 months you lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you gave them a $400 security deposit,
mm-hmm.
which is what you want back, plus a lot of other things.
Right.
Did you give them rent in May?
Yes.
And what was the monthly rent?
$1,100.
Did you pay rent in June?
Yes.
How much?
$900.
So you didn't pay them $200. Did you pay them rent in July?
No.
So now you owe them $1,300. Did you pay them rent in August?
No.
So that's $2,400 mm-hmm. that you owe them. You did, in fact, live in their premises.
Yes.
So what you're telling me is you lived there for 3.5 months and paid either partial rent or no rent, and now you want your security deposit back
mm-hmm.
and cost of property that you say that they put out of the house?
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, I have the information concerning the reason why I didn't pay the rent.
There's no reason why okay. you didn't pay rent, sir. Mr. Epps, I read your complaint. You didn't like things in the house? You had a month-to-month lease, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Move! But you don't live there for nothing and not pay rent. Who's that?
That's my godmother.
He doesn't live there for nothing and not pay rent. Somebody's got to teach him that. You may be able to flim-flam your way through life, sir, going from one government subsidy to the next, but I guarantee you, that's not going to happen here.
Okay.
Because when you eat the steak at a restaurant, you don't say to the owner, didn't like the steak, it was too tough. If the steak is too tough, send it back and say, take it off my bill. But once you eat the steak, you don't complain. You may not go back there again. You may even give them a bad review on wherever they review the restaurant. But you don't get to eat the steak and not pay for it.
Makes sense.
Good. I'm so pleased. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
That was it?
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Walton versus Asbury. Step forward.
Catherine Walton is suing her former friend, Christina Asbury, for rent, a smashed windshield, and a loan to pay her cell phone bill, and buy work clothes.
Ms. Walton, you and the defendant knew each other for some time, and am I correct that each of you at some point had a drug problem?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
You were in a program, according to what I read in your complaint. The defendant was just coming out of a program. She needed a place to stay. She contacted you, and you indicated that she could, in fact, stay with you for a while until she got on her feet. According to you, the arrangement was as follows. She could stay with you without rent at first. When she got a job, got on her feet, she would start paying you $400 a month.
Right.
And you also, according to you, loaned her $300 to sort of get her on her feet, to get some clothes and some other stuff. And she got a job relatively quickly. You were released from the facility when?
In April.
April of 2013.
Yeah, 2013.
And you stayed with Miss Walton month of
yes.
April?
For the remainder of April, yes.
And May?
Yes.
And in June?
Yes.
And in July?
Yes.
When did you leave?
About 3 weeks ago.
So that would be sometime in August.
Yes.
How much rent did you pay her?
I gave her a couple $100 out of a couple of my checks, but I was trying to save money for my own
couple
place.
Couple of $100 out of a couple of your checks. A couple is two.
Oh, there was maybe like three or four that I remember.
How much money did she give you while she was staying with you?
$600 total.
Okay. Now, what was the $300 that you, according to you,
when
loaned
she,
her for?
When she moved in, or when she got her job.
When did you get your job?
About 3 weeks after I got out of the program.
Where were you working?
I was working at a natural food store.
Are you still working there?
No.
Where are you working now?
I'm working at a gas station now. We actually work at the same company, different stores.
How long have you worked there?
About 2 months.
Who is this?
This is my boyfriend.
What does he do? Almost not an answer.
He doesn't have a job right now.
What does he do? All day.
I don't know. I'm at work.
So he stays home and you work?
Mm-hmm.
How long has he been your boyfriend?
Off and on for a year now.
Did you meet him in the facility?
No.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at my friend's house.
Has he had a job during the year?
Yeah.
Doing what?
He was doing I don't know what it's called, like tree trimming and tree.
Now, what was the $300 for?
I bought her cell phone bill, and for clothes for her new job. She had to wear a certain type of outfit.
Did you give her the $300 in cash?
No, I gave her $80 in cash, and the cell phone and the cell phone bill I put on my credit card.
Did she purchase a cell phone for you?
Yes, she didn't say that I had to pay her back, though.
Just question is, did she purchase a cell phone for you?
Yes.
Did she pay your cell phone bill?
Yes.
Did she give you $80 in cash?
Yes.
When you came out of the facility?
Yes.
What about clothes?
I didn't have any when I moved with her.
Did she help you get some?
Yes.
Where did you first meet Miss Walton?
I met her through my ex-husband. We met about 10 years ago. Her ex and my ex were friends, and we've just continued to be friends, even though those relationships are done and gone.
Did you ever give her any money?
No, but I've done a lot of things for her.
I don't care. The question was, did you ever give her any money?
No.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I came home and I immediately saw that my windshield was smashed. And
how did that happen?
I found out who it was, why he broke out her window. I have no clue. I wasn't there.
Name. Name.
And later today.
What happens to your truck?
It gets rolled.
While being driven by your drunk sister. And you're not suing your sister. You're suing your niece who got drunk and wouldn't drive the car. Do you understand my confusion?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Catherine Walton says former friend Christina Asbury owes for rent, a smashed windshield, and a loan.
Now, who do you work for, Miss Walton?
I work at a gas station.
Do you live alone?
I have a daughter who's 5.
Do you have another roommate now in addition to your daughter? Did you have one before?
No.
So really, you opened up your house to her as sort of a favor to a friend.
Yes, I didn't want a roommate, and I wasn't looking for a roommate.
And during the 4 months that she lived there, she did in fact give you, according to you, $600.
Correct.
What was that for?
For rent.
Did your rent remain the same when the defendant was there?
It did, yes.
And it's the same as it is with her or without her?
It is.
Anything else you want to tell me?
She also owes me for my car windshield that got broken.
Well, explain that to me.
On July 4th, I came home and I immediately saw that my windshield was smashed out. I have a picture of it if you want to see. And
how did that happen?
I wasn't there. I found out who it was and I told her who it was.
Who was it?
It was this person that I had bought a computer from. He had gotten mad because I wasn't picking up my phone, and I don't know why he
went. Did you owe him money for the computer?
Yes, I did. Why he broke out her window, I have no clue. I wasn't there. I wasn't part of it.
Your Honor, she would drive my car all the time. She doesn't have her own car, so she would borrow it. So I assume the person thought the car was maybe hers.
She's not responsible for the windshield.
She signed for the bill to pick it up.
I don't care. She just gave you the name of the person who broke your windshield.
She didn't. I didn't hear a name.
Oh, name. Name!
Mike. I don't know who that is.
She'll tell you who it is. Go file a police report.
If I hadn't had met
Listen
her
to me.
Or
Listen
let her drive
me.
My car,
if, you know,
it would have never been broken.
If my mother were taller, I would have been 5'8".
She agreed that she would...
I'm telling you, she's not responsible for your windshield.
She agreed that she would pay
Do you
pay
understand?
It.
She's not responsible for your windshield. I don't care what she agreed to. That's why you're here. She's not responsible for your windshield. Go and file a police report against
him. I did file a police report.
Sue. Well, did you put down the name of the person?
I did, and they didn't seem to care.
Well, then she knows where they are. She bought a computer from him. Sue him.
I think she should give me the computer. Listen to me.
She's not responsible for the criminal act of another person.
Not criminally,
It's a criminal act of another person. I'm trying to explain something to you. Did she go to law school?
No.
She's not responsible for the criminal act of another person. Vandalism is a criminal act. She's not responsible for it. She was responsible for the $300 that she borrowed from you in order to get on her feet.
Even with the babysitting? I've done a lot of babysitting and stuff for her.
Listen to me. You paid $600 over 4 months that you lived in her house. You can't board a gerbil for that amount of money for 4 months. You're bigger than a gerbil. So if you babysat, cleaned the bathroom, did the refrigerator, scrubbed out the stove, good for you. You were living practically for nothing.
Her daughter lived there as well, and I watched her daughter too.
So I look as if I need your help?
No.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $300. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Maya versus Williams. Step forward.
John Meyer is suing his niece, Tammy Williams, for the cost to replace his truck. John says Tammy got drunk and loaned the vehicle to her mother, who was also drunk
Tammy's mom proceeded to roll the truck and total it.
Mr. Meyer, Miss Williams is your niece?
Yes, ma'am.
She is the daughter of your sister?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is your sister here?
Yes, she is.
That would be you?
Yes, ma'am.
Your lawsuit is marginally confusing to me, sir.
Absolutely, I agree.
Well, if you agree, then why didn't you fix it before you filed it?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How old are you?
35.
How old's your mother?
56, I think.
20 years older.
I'm 52.
52. I suggest both of you stop drinking.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. John Meyer is suing his niece, Tammy Williams, for the cost to replace his truck. John says Tammy got drunk and loaned the vehicle to her mother, who was also drunk. Tammy's mom proceeded to roll the truck and total it.
Now, why didn't you fix it before you filed it?
I'm not really good with memory and stuff, but...
This has nothing to do with memory.
Okay.
This has to do with common sense.
I'm going for the person that took responsibility for my vehicle under the three things that I had told her, and she went against every one of them.
Now that my entire 10 million viewing audience is confused, I will try to make it clear to them. You loaned Miss Williams your truck.
Yes, ma'am.
She was going to use your truck for whatever reason. She was going to use it for a period of time. And Miss Williams went out drinking with her mother. Miss Williams got loaded.
Yeah.
So did her mother, your sister. Miss Williams didn't drive home in the truck. Your sister has the keys, and she drives home in your truck. What happens to your truck?
It gets rolled.
It got rolled.
Yes, ma'am.
And destroyed.
Yes, ma'am.
While being driven by your drunk sister.
The three things.
Three things.
Okay.
These are the facts.
Yes,
while
ma'am.
Being driven by your drunk sister, who got a DUI, right?
Yeah.
And you're not suing your sister, who took the keys and drove drunk and totaled your car. You're suing your niece, who got drunk and wouldn't drive the car. Do you understand my confusion?
I understand.
Even Bird is confused.
Sorry, Bird. The bottom line is when the truck was loaned to Tammy, I loaned it to her under three rules, three little things. Do not drive my truck drunk. Do not drive my truck to a bar. And no one else drives my truck, okay? So I'm a bit confused, too, if she's my niece. And, I expected her to follow these three simple things. And she's telling me, I'll take full responsibility for anything that happens to your truck, okay? She put it on her shoulders, and there was a second time she said it to me after the accident, once before and second time after.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Sue your sister. Sue your sister. Sister drove drunk? How old are you?
35.
How old's your mother?
56, I think.
20 years older?
I'm 52.
52. I suggest both of you stop drinking.
I already have.
Your case is dismissed. That's all. Go sue your sister.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Shouldn't have handed me the keys at the bar and said, here, Mom, don't let me drive before we ever entered the bar.
I wasn't driving, and I am not responsible for what happened to the truck.
She should have took responsibility when she took the truck from my brother.
He said that it was not drinking and driving, not taking the truck to the bar, not letting anybody drive it.
Is these rules I laid down for loaning this pickup, the lies that just came out of that young lady's mouth.
I went to the bar one time the night that my mom rolled the truck.
I got a call from her, upset. I know what I did wrong, and I'm responsible for it.
I drank too much and passed out, and I don't know what happened after that until the truck was rolled.
Show me you can be responsible.
He told me that I wasn't responsible numerous times, and then he said that my mom was going to have to pay for it.
As far as her, and I don't care the rest of them?
There is no family relation, so it doesn't matter.
I'm done with them. I'm washing my hands.